Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Interior Paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Hey everybody, what you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. And again, this show, again, I'm just going to rename it Crazy World because he gets home, but his neighbors are ninjas. No, they're fighting ninjas. I'm sorry. His neighbors are monks.
Looking at the credits, it at least seemed like they cast Asian people to play these roles.
They did. They did.
So that's good or better.
And it's basically, what if you had to talk to your neighbor about lowering a hedge, but there's freaking ninjas?
Whoa, man. I bet a future episode they fight pirates too. Oh,
yeah,
man.
It's of that era. Yeah, there's a little bit of a friendly dispute about Sam's hedge blocking, pulling out of the driveway, and also creates a blind spot for ninjas. I don't know.
A homeowner association comedy, I guess.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, I feel like in some draft of this was like Sub-Zero and Scorpion were in here, and they then found out like Warner wouldn't give them the rights to it. Or,
yeah.
Well, no, it would have just been Midway then, but yeah.
I feel like you're dead on. I think they started the show thinking, well, all of our video game friends are just going to show up. They're going to want to be on UPN. It's free advertising.
Exactly. And then it turns out they can't. I mean, even for Crash Bandicoot, they can get a non-speaking, non-moving appearance. Well, also, I bet they didn't think that they'd be told by the animation team, you can't just hand us like this, the 3D model of Crash Bandicoot, and then it's like, well, animate him, have him talk. Like, I bet that comes with even more approvals to animate Crash Bandicoot in that world.
Hey, they got away with putting Abe, but I bet there were lots of things signed. He's like, he can't talk, he can't interact with the characters.
And you know, it helps Abe that he's already hideous, so they can't animate him any uglier.
When he talks to his neighbors about the hedge, and when the neighbor flips away, Rip gets kicked in the jaw, and that's funny. And then for the scene transitions, we always hear like the sound of Pac-Man dying.
This has been said a million times about it, but that everything in Hollywood even now thinks video game sounds like that, right? Like that's what they still sound like. Like I was just reminded of the rage scene in Breaking Bad,
where Jesse is so tweaked out on meth, he's playing it with a light gun.
he's really lost it at that point. Yeah.
So, in our first clip here, let's meet the Smashin' Burns.
Honey, the Kung Fu monks are fighting again.
I know, babe. Mm-hmm.
Yo, what are you up with, Daddy?
Why does our son sound like that?
Billy, honey, when you speak, it confuses your father.
Raquel, didn't we talk about leaving laser cannons around the house?
Didn't you say you were going to fix the oven so I could defrost the turkey?
Hmm.
Can we eat, or do you want me to be anorexic like those anime basket cases?
Fine. Din Din!
What's he doing now?
Billy's friends page him with up-to-the-minute fashion trends.
Well, it just looks like he's taking his pants off to me.
Yo.
I can see his Johnson!
Billy, Daddy can see your Johnson.
Ha!
What's with him? Why has he been acting so weird recently?
It's a confusing time. He doesn't know whether to hang out with the jocks, the nerds, or the evil monkeys from Donkey Kong. Talk with him, Rip.
Okay, so we regret to inform you, this is Billy's character. He talks like a black person!
Oh, boy. I mean, it feels like Warburton's character is just on the verge of saying a racial slur at any moment.
What's
here.
Wrong with him?
Yeah, it's like, why does he talk like this? Like, why does my good white son say these things? And then the execution of this is horrible because the animation can't meet it. But the joke intention, I believe, is kids wear their pants so low that he basically takes his pants off and exposes his genitals to his family.
I feel like Bill Cosby approved this joke. He's like, you know what? The pants are too low.
But when I see it in the thing here, the element that is his underwear is really just technically a belt. Like, that can't move with his pants. So when they have his pants around his ankles, it's just a heart, like a JPEG of flannel above his pants on his ankle.
But yes, you're supposed to say, yes, the way he's acting like a black person is alarming and it disgusts me.
This father is right to be finding it horrific that his son would talk in such a way.
And instead of actually looking up how certain things are said in dialects, it's just like, what are the uppity daddity?
Yeah, like, they couldn't even, I don't know, would this be more despicable if they had him say, like, faux shizzle or whatever was the thing that scared white people then? I don't know. Like, it, yeah. But it's so bad.
I was watching the second episode, and he has a black friend who does not speak in this dialect, and I was expecting a joke saying for him to say, like, why are you talking like that? But no, he's just, like, a nothing character.
That you're trying to come up with too smart an idea there, Bob.
Yeah.
It's also the way she says there's a couple hints there of what crazy world this is, of like, so at the high school, the Alice says the, like, those anime freaks, and then she says that he might hang out with, like, the evil monkeys from Donkey Kong, which that is not in Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
There are evil monkeys in it.
There's very few evil monkeys.
Yeah.
It's not known for its evil monkeys.
They could, but in general, so at their high school is where a bunch of characters from video games live, I guess.
But also anime people go there. In the second episode, I'll keep referring to it, it's the only other one I've seen. Billy falls in love with an anime character.
Oh, but that's not video games.
It's just a girl who speaks Japanese, but it's like, well, this isn't a video game character.
I guess that also was the hot thing in 04 to have the fictional hot Asian girl that characters hang out with. I feel like every cartoon, I mean, Amy is much more than that on Futurama, but that one of her first jobs was to be the cute girl and one of Fry's first, like, girlfriends in the show.
It was a popular fetishization at this time in media, for sure. So we don't know how the world functions, but Rip is asking Billy about his game assignment, and I was like, okay, premise is arriving. Let's hear more about it. And it's basically, what do you want to do when you grow up? And Billy's like, oh, I either want to be a Doom soldier, one of those guys in the medieval district who eat squab all day. So
I laughed at hearing the word squab, I gotta say.
What does being a Doom soldier entail? And you couldn't find a medieval game to reference at all? Just like the medieval district. Well, what games are there? How does this work? I feel, again, you start the show with the one sentence premise, but you're not even getting into it, except for this one dropped line here.
Yeah, no, the Doom soldier at least feels like something, but yeah, like, they should just say, I don't know, what would they have said, a bard's tale or whatever? But I guess they're like, nobody's heard of that. But yeah, I couldn't, again, it's like the way these things are animated, but they just have like a giant turkey and they're just like, oh, and now color it brown. That's how it's cooked with the laser.
I'm going to be taking apart the show a little too much, but also, what does it mean to be a Doom soldier? Do you become the main character in Doom? How is that a job? We don't know about the players. We don't know how the world functions. How do you be a Doom soldier?
Yeah, you're right. But is he going to star in Doom 2? Is he going to be in a multiplayer map like this? But at its core, this is such a, like, this may as well be wait till your father gets home from like 30 years earlier. It's just the family's falling apart. The son doesn't want to be his dad's job anymore. He wants to be with these cool new things. And he's talking like one of those other races. And then his daughter has been brainwashed to hate good American things. It seems to have extremely conservative politics based on this description.
It is 2004 video game culture. So yeah, mom is trying to push Billy into dad's line of work, and Billy's like, yeah, when's the last time you did a full lap without crashing? And Rip shouts, October!
the way he says October is a good chuckle.
Yeah, there was one time I kind of half smiled at a joke in this show, and we'll get to it. It's at the very end.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait. You mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.